With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Country Not Country, a Radio.com podcast. Here are your hosts, Aaron Austin and Nick Russo.
Okay, Aaron, welcome back. I got a lot of espresso in my system, so I'm going to do my best to get through this.
Right? Whacked out on Scooby Snacks, are you?
I just had an island latte from Luce Avenue down the street, and it's really strong.
What is it?
Well, if you look at it, so it looks like... You can't really see it anymore, but there's like a green, like a mint chocolate chip color to it.
Oh.
And it's really, really tasty. A little sweet, but it's super strong. So I've been shaking.
So what flavor is it again?
It's called an island latte.
So what does it taste like, though?
It tastes like it really does kind of taste like a mint chocolate chip ice cream in my head. That's what it.
Interesting. They call it an island latte. That makes no sense.
Yeah, it's super, super strong.
Oh,
but we have music behind us now and everything. How cool is this?
We got the official intro, a big voice guy. It's amazing. I feel big, big time.
I do too. Yeah. And big thank you to Chase Murphy for helping put those pieces together. Now, today, episode 24, we're going to cover Kane Brown's story that's been really circulating in the news. It's been really weird. I've seen it on social media. He got lost on his own property, which is 30 acres, and apparently that's not very big.
I mean, to me... I'd probably get lost on an acre. I don't even know, but I don't know why everybody's judging.
Yeah, we're going to get to the story about what really happened with Kane Brown and his property.
Okay, and then we'll also talk about Maren Morris. She posted this picture on her Instagram. I called it a thirst trap. Nick had a different term for it.
Yeah, I call it a troll trap because she always posts some risque picture every now and then, and people go off on her, and so... She ends up in these like Instagram battles. Because remember,
I feel like we also need to clarify. She doesn't always post risque pictures, but something ends up causing controversy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I concede that. I'm not saying she always posts, you know, scantily clad pictures, but she was in Playboy. But we'll get to the point of whether it's a troll trap or a thirst trap coming up. And also, we're going to talk about Parker McCollum's new single later on.
Mm-hmm. And are you ready for this? Nickelback. Did a remix. Well, they just basically did Devil Went Down to Georgia, the old Charlie Daniels song. They came out with their own version. And, well...
Do you like it?
You be the judge. I'll save my commentary for later.
Okay, and just a little bit of insight here. Aaron has not heard the Parker McCollum song I'm going to play, and I have not heard the Nickelback Devil Went Down to Georgia song. I started to play it, and Aaron's like, stop, you got to listen for the first time. So,
yeah.
So it took us 2 weeks to get this... episode recorded because I had to take a COVID test last Friday. And then the week before, you were in Milwaukee for your birthday.
Yeah. So my birthday was last week. Went up to Milwaukee to visit some girlfriends. I hadn't seen them in like at least a year. So had a little birthday fun and had somebody watching the dogs. And
I saw you were paddle boarding.
Yeah. What do we call it? Kayaking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Because you're not a paddle board, you stand on it. You're actually sitting in the kayak.
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
That was my first time ever kayaking, and I am now convinced to get a kayak. Although, those little sons of bitches are expensive, and I've been looking on OfferUp and all this, so I really am disappointed that I didn't get that two-pack at Costco when they had it for the same price as one.
Where are you going to kayak, Aaron?
In the bayous.
You can kayak down Buffalo Bayou?
Yeah. People, like, get dropped off right over here on 610 and Woodway. There's, like, a little drop-off point. Pop yourself right in there. Go down.
Why don't people go tubing?
Well, probably because there's... somebody did tell me that they did it and there was snakes.
So you want to go kayaking with snakes?
Well, I mean, I'm going to have a life jacket on. I mean, I'm not.
That's not going to protect you from snakes.
I don't
care.
Gave me the chills. At least I'll hopefully be upright. I won't fall over.
That
right?
makes me think about the bat colony over there, Wall Drive, where the bats fly out.
Oh, yeah. Fly underneath there or go underneath there and get pooped on.
Oh, man. You know what's really crazy? This is totally not on the subject line of what to talk about, but I've only seen it twice, and both times the hawks wait up in the trees for those bats, and then every day when the bats go, the hawks grab themselves a bat.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the circle of life. They know that, oh, man, it's time for dinner, and the hawks go and sit up in the trees, and you'll see all those bats start to fly, and just keep an eye out, and you'll see the one hawk go like a missile and grab one and fly off.
I did not know that. Yeah, that's interesting.
It's almost like when the whales feed on all the fish or whatever, the schools of fish. So now the birthday weekend wasn't just about the kayaking because
– No.
So you've got these security cameras in your house to watch your dogs mainly, and they captured something while you were away.
So let me tell you a little story. So my ex-boyfriend, he agreed to watch the dogs. And he agreed, but what happened was,
Wait. Just in case someone's first listening, how many dogs do you have? Let's lay out the responsibility here, because it's not like he's going to feed your chihuahua.
No. I have two Dobermans, and I have like just a mutt, you know. So I have three dogs total, and that's a lot of dogs.
And it's a responsibility. I know that if I agree to watch your dogs or take care of your dogs while you're away, that it's not you're not asking me to ignore that job. You're asking me to take care of it because they're dogs and they need help. Or
yeah,
need
and
assistance.
You know, and obviously I could take them to a kennel, but I think this time I couldn't because I needed to get their shots and I didn't have enough time, so whatever. So he agreed to do it and he agreed to stay at the house. Well, one morning I wake up and I see a text message from him and it's a picture of dog poop on my bed. A dog took a crap on my bed and he was like, what the hell? Or something like that. And I was like, wait, seriously, what the hell? And I looked to see what time he sent it because I woke up to this, you know, see this text.
What day of the week?
It was like Friday night, Saturday morning. So Saturday morning, I wake up and I see it. And he sent it to me at 3:52 in the morning. I was like,
On Saturday morning,
I was like, what is this mofo doing at 3:52 in the morning? So I have multiple cameras, right? So I have like Xfinity Home that captures stuff like when my doors open, when they close, so I know when you leave. Then I have an Amazon cam for my Amazon deliveries that can go in the garage. So I have a camera in my garage that tells me. And then I have like baby cams, so I have got another set of cameras. So the Amazon camera does record to a cloud, so I can go back and look and see when he left, all that kind of stuff. So I look, and he had left my house at 8 p.m., and when he left my house, he had roses in his hand.
How many roses?
It was a dozen. He had a bouquet of flowers he was carrying out the door to go on a date. I was like, what the hell?
Was he dressed up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was dressed up. Yeah.
So did he ever bring you flowers?
He brought me flowers one time on our second date. So I ended up calling him, and I'm like, dude, what the hell's going on? Why is there dog poop on my bed?
Pause. Were you more bothered by the dog poop on the bed or him leaving with the flowers?
I wasn't bothered. I think I was shocked to see the flowers. I wasn't bothered.
It was like a cherry on top of a sundae.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, and then you went on a date and you didn't tell me? Like, and what's funny is I had gone on a date like a couple days prior to that. And he had called me and he was like, so when are you going to take me for a delicious brunch at the Rustic? And I was like, oh, interesting. Why would you bring up the Rustic? Note in my head. I was like, that's interesting. So I kind of had a feeling that he knew, but I didn't tell him I went on a date, but then
somebody
again,
Somebody did tell him.
Somebody spotted me at the Rustic and told him that Aaron Austin's here on a date.
That's why you should have been wearing your mask.
I was when I walked in, but I can't eat with a mask on. So anyway, so 100%, I know he went on a date to get back at me. So I kind of feel like he got the flowers and was hoping that I would see. Part of me thought that.
So I'm going to go with he wasn't thinking that your house was as well surveilled as it is.
I don't know. Or I just think maybe he just wasn't thinking.
And y'all are still friends.
We're still friends, yeah. And what's funny is like, I called him. I'm like, so how was your date? And he was like, it wasn't a date. I go, dude, I saw you leave my house with flowers in your hand. You 100% went on a date. And he's like, all right, we went on a date. Yeah. And I'm like, so where'd you guys go? Oh, we went to Mastro's. Oh, you went to Mastro's. You never even took me to Mastro's. Like, what the hell? So like, you know, I didn't get into the nitty gritty of like, how was, you know, like the real details of the date. But here's the thing. If he would have just taken care of the crap on my bed and cleaned it up and didn't say anything, I probably never would have noticed. But he decided to take a picture at nearly 4 o'clock
in the morning. Well, he's likely not sober when he does that, because who's coming home at 4 o'clock in the morning? Well, he's coming back to your house at 4 o'clock in the morning. At that point, why doesn't he just go home?
Yeah. Well, I mean, because his dog was at my place too.
So he was staying at your house, though, was quote-unquote the idea. He was going to stay there for 3 days.
Yeah, and so, yeah. So
did he end up staying? Because that was Saturday morning, so did he stay Saturday night?
He ends up leaving the poop on my bed.
Oh, my God.
Leaves the poop on my bed and then goes home, because I see him leave my house at 4 or something in the morning, goes home, sobers up, and then goes back to the house. I'm like, dude, just clean up the freaking poop. Like, what is the big deal? Like, just take care of it. And can you do me a favor and throw it in the washing machine? Like, it's really that easy. And he was like, okay. So he goes to my house, finally cleans up the poop. It tells me he puts it in the washer. Does not. So when I came home, he did not do that. So I had to clean it myself. Also, to be noted, after he left my house, he then decided to go drinking all the next day with his buddies and did not come back to my house for 20 hours.
So the dogs were unattended to for 20 hours also.
Yeah.
Yeah, he dropped the ball major. I don't know.
His excuse was, well, Aaron, nothing happened. I mean, besides the dog poop, nothing happened. I mean, the dogs were fine. They have a doggy door. And I'm like, I get that, but that's still not cool.
Yeah, it's just inconsiderate. At the end of the day, it's inconsiderate and it's short-sighted because I'm not trying to come down on the dude, but let's be real. You made an agreement that you were going to take care of the dogs and you're going to watch the house for the weekend, and you chose to go on a date, come home, and then you couldn't sleep in the bed because there was poop in it. So rather than cleaning up the bed, you decide to leave and come back the next day whenever you're more sober to handle it. And so then you come do that and you do a half-assed job of that and then lie about what you did. Like, it's just a tough spot to defend anybody at that point, you know?
Yeah. Needless to say, I was not too pleased. But what's ironic is now he's out of town and I'm taking care of his dog, but you bet your sweet ass I'm going to do a hell of a lot better job than he did. So in your face.
So while you were out in Milwaukee, you come back into town. We were supposed to record the podcast the following Friday.
Right.
That Tuesday I hung out with my friend and she tested positive for COVID-19. So I was then worried I had COVID-19, so I could not come up here.
And by the way, I think it's interesting. So you and I have talked a million times on the air about, oh, go here and get COVID tested. You know, call this number, blah, blah, blah. You call me up and you're like, Aaron, I think I might have COVID. And I was like, wait, calm down. Wait. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do? And he's like, I don't know. You're like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. And I just thought it was funny because we've talked about where to go get tests a million times. And then when we come to go do it ourselves, it's like, oh, damn, what do I do?
Well, the challenge for me was that I didn't feel anything. She had no symptoms whatsoever at all the entire time that she apparently had it. So I was in this weird place of like, I've got to be precautionary, but am I jumping the gun? Is this unnecessary?
Right.
You know, and is it even difficult? So I Googled online and there was a place like 3 blocks from where I live. And I was like, wow, look, here we go. So I drive over there. There's nobody there. These two attendants sitting under a tent and they just need my ID, my insurance card and my credit card. And it was $25 and it wasn't as bad. Like the way I explained it was there was a, like those things that you clean between your teeth with.
Uh-huh.
If there was like a pointy one, like a little tiny Christmas tree on the end of a stick, and they put my that favorite, in the back of
actually.
My nose,
yeah.
and then they just pull the boogers around. That's what it felt. It felt like they were tickling my nose hairs in the back of my nose.
You know what? I had a COVID test too. I didn't. Everyone's like, "Oh my God, they're scraping your brain," and I didn't think it was that bad.
I think people just like to exaggerate in today's world.
Yeah, because I mean, now granted, I do have a weird habit. Ever since I had a nose job, I do clean out my nose with the Q-tip, so it's really not that weird.
Also, do you feel your nose? Like, is it real?
Yeah, no, it's real. I mean, now there is cartilage from my ear inside my nose because they had to redo part of my septum. But because it was all janky.
But needless to say, I tested negative.
Well, congratulations. Thank you. Obviously, why we're here.
Yeah, and she and my friend actually took the test 2 days later, and she was negative 2 days later.
So yeah, that's so weird. I just wonder, like, the whole false positive. Like, how does that even? I don't even know.
It did force me to look into asymptomatic versus pre-symptomatic spread, and it turns out that at least I read several articles. Try to get as deep of an understanding of what I could because, you know, there's so much different information. And they said that pre-symptomatic is often confused with asymptomatic, meaning that someone had it, just hadn't shown any symptoms or had shown mild symptoms and then spread it versus someone who truly was asymptomatic, had the virus, did not have any symptoms whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And whether they spread the virus or not, they don't know. My belief is that asymptomatic does not spread.
Let's put out the disclaimer. Nick Russo does not have any medical background, so we cannot verify his claims.
This is true. Through my own research, I have determined.
I'm not sure if what he is saying is actually factual, so there you go.
Yeah, but we all draw our own conclusions anyway.
I mean, that's true. Everybody has their own theory. I mean, I was at the hairstylist yesterday, and she was like, "Oh, it's man-made. It is 100% man-made." I mean, like, she was adamant. She thinks it's man-made. I don't know.
Well, if you think about it, North Korea, at the end of last year, said they were going to give America a Christmas gift. I don't know if you remember that. I tweeted about it.
Oh.
He was like, "Oh, we've got a very special gift for America in December, a Christmas gift." And then all of a sudden, January comes around, and we've got this pandemic. Well, I just thought about that the other night when I was just sitting there at the house, and I remember, man, North Korea said they were going to give us a present, because I remember at the time it was like this Donald Trump made a comment about, "Oh, I dare them to do something," or something to that mm-hmm. effect, because at that time they'd been testing missiles or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So
there we go with another conspiracy theory.
For the most part, as far as COVID goes, you know, my mom had it and she recovered. She had mild symptoms. She didn't pass it to my dad, thankfully. He's having replacement knee surgery coming up real soon. It's crazy. On the 19th, anyways. I don't. This is the way I thought about it. I don't remember anyone ever having the swine flu that I knew. I don't know. I didn't know of anyone who had the bird flu.
If you look at the numbers, those diseases were very well publicized, but the numbers, this is like way more than that was.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When people compare them, "Oh, it's just another hoax from just like the years past when this one happened or this one happened." And I'm not saying that it hasn't been overblown, but I don't ever recall knowing firsthand someone who had one of those other viruses like that.
Yeah.
You know, like mad cow disease. Remember when that was going around? People were freaking out about mad cow disease?
Or swine flu or bird flu or
any of those flus. But
there's that another one that I was like, I didn't even know that's what that was. Interesting.
Well, let's go ahead and switch gears, go to Maren Morris, because I wanted to talk about this one last week.
This is interesting. Okay, so she posted a picture, and as you like to say, the girls were out. And the best part was, it was that typical girl thing where she posts a caption that has nothing to do with the picture.
Now you're going to make me go look up the caption. And I would add that
that's why I noticed it first.
Well, the thing for me is that she just had a baby, so her boobs are going to be bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Like, right?
And I mean, she's a tiny girl anyway, so they look big. But let's be honest, those babies could probably still only be a B cup. It's just the fact that she's a tiny little woman, and yeah.
Well, in the one picture I found where the where they seem to be out the most, the caption says, "Wavy hair."
Yeah, like, what the hell?
Well, she's also promoting, obviously, who did her hair, the lady who did her hair.
But that's a funny thing. And so I looked at the caption. I was like, "Wavy hair." And I'm like, ain't nothing about that picture that I'm noticing the hair. You know what I mean? And I'm a girl. So, I just thought it didn't bother me. But instantly I was like, oh, Well, maybe that's a little bit of a thirst trap. You know what I mean?
I think if she were a single girl that we knew that had been trying to find a date.
You mean if she were Kylie Jenner?
No. Single girl trying to get a date, someone we knew.
Okay.
That would be a thirst trap because she's trying to encourage the thirst.
Yeah.
But I believe it's a troll trap because she knows they're out, but she was just in Playboy. Like, sure, she wasn't naked, but she did a little spread in Playboy where she's kind of covering up. But my point is that she knows that the super conservative people are going to react to that and be like, how dare you? You're supposed to be my daughter's role model.
That's where the thing. I definitely think that she was looking for a reaction. I do not think she was seeking out the negative reaction. I don't think she was hunting out the trolls.
But she can't help it. The trolls are going to show up.
Well, yeah. And that's the thing. Like, they love trolling her stuff. Like, what was the other picture that she posted?
It was the stuff with the baby where she had Hayes in the pool and they said he's not wearing a life jacket. So she took down all the pictures.
And she was drinking alcohol. And they were like, oh, you're a bad mom or whatever. And it was like,
go to rodeo and just look. And you'll see a lady pushing a stroller, drinking a margarita, smoking a cigarette. Like, yeah, let's be real.
That's true. That is so true. Yeah. And then drives the kids home. So there's also that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying on the thirst trap. I think it's, and that's why I say it's a troll trap, because she always is going to troll people. However, I just read a comment and it says, let's get a motorboat out on those waves.
Oh, my God. See, that's, and by the way, when I think it's a thirst trap, I don't mean that in a negative way, because she's not one of those. To me, she's not one of those people, one of those celebrities that is always posting stuff like that.
Kim K, yeah.
Yeah, like, if that were Kim Kardashian, I'd be like, oh, this B again. Like, are you serious? But for some reason, I looked at it, I kind of giggled, and I was like, all right, it is what it is. And you know what? If my boobs, well, I should say, I mean, I don't post pictures like that. Yeah, but I just don't.
Yeah, I think. Well, you know, I think
I would be too worried about people judging me, so I'd never post pictures like that.
I always think I want the attention until I have it.
Mm-hmm.
Like on a look at me scale.
Right.
Like if I had a six pack, I would be like, oh yeah, let me flash this on Instagram. But I know as soon as the uncomfortable comments started from any direction, I would feel uncomfortable.
Oh, for sure. Like, who are we talking about? So one of our coworkers, she likes to post some, you know, some racy pictures.
Oh, yeah. Cindy Romano. You can check out her Instagram. Like, you know what every curve of her body looks like.
Yeah. And, you know, I couldn't post pictures like that. But then again, I don't have a body like Cindy. So there's that, you know. So
In my head, I look like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
But when the mirror talks back to me.
Yeah, but I really look like a can of Busted Biscuits.
That's what I feel like sometimes.
But seriously, like there's, and that also goes into the celebrity versus non-celebrity world, right? You have, because Cindy Bourbon is a celebrity, particularly in the Spanish industry. Like,
oh my God, she's got like how many?
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, 100,000 something followers.
And people really are clinging for the next picture. Like they're not waiting for my pictures on Instagram.
I would just love to know what her DMs look like. Oh, my God.
Well, you remember, we told the story about what your DMs looked like when you posted a bikini picture from 1998.
Yeah, and it was like, and then I got wieners coming at me.
I imagine she gets the same or worse, because she is very sexy in her pictures.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, maybe I need to ask her sometime, like, hey, what's your DMs look like?
Oh, we should see if she'll come on the podcast and talk to us about it.
I mean, but I will say this, there's one... she's going to a med spa, and she posted, it was like, you could see her booty. And I was like, hey, what are you doing? Because I need to get, I need to have a Cindy Bourbon butt, I think. So, yeah, I'm going to try my hardest to get a Cindy Bourbon butt.
Well, I wish you the best, Erin. I think that's great. Yeah. I mean, anything that makes you feel confident and sexy is a good thing.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I just turned another year around this darn earth, and yeah, getting old sucks.
Yeah,
it sucks
ever
real
since
bad.
My 35th birthday, I've been feeling things fall apart. Like, it was my eyes, it was my knee, it was my ankylosing spondylitis. It's always something, you know?
Right, and like, I don't like my legs and my butt particularly, and so what did somebody say? Erin, just do some squats. And I was like, do you know what happens when I do squats? My knees make the weirdest noises of all time.
Don't go so far down.
Then I wouldn't be doing a squat.
Yeah. Or you can do the ones where, like, you get on all fours and you raise the leg back. Like, there's ways to stretch those, or you lay on your back with your knees bent and you raise your hips up to where You're kind of like,
oh, like
it stretches your quads. That's,
you mean like you're humping the air?
Kind of, yeah. You know, you have your feet flat and you're on your back and then you raise your...
Yeah,
you're
humping,
humping the air. Yeah,
yeah. But I think I've seen Britney Spears on her Instagram do that.
It's Lord, have you followed her Instagram?
Like, I can't remember. Every once in a while, I'll see something and I'm like, oh, dear sweet Jesus.
Well, we
Jesus.
Talked about this where you were saying she loves to do the spins and stuff. We talked about where people were... So there's a conspiracy theory on her Instagram that people believe she is being held captive by her dad, and all of her Instagram posts are her crying out for help. So they have like, wear this yellow shirt in your next video if you're being hurt, blah, blah, blah. And then she wears the yellow shirt. They're like, oh my gosh, she's answering us. And
oh, it's God.
Like, if you look through it, look through the comment section, okay. Every picture of hers, and you're going to see people that are like calling out to her to try and tell her dad to let her go. It's really strange. And she is a little odd. Like,
she's,
I love her.
Yeah. I feel like something happened. I don't know if it's drugs, if it's alcohol, if it's becoming famous at 15 years old, or all of the above. Something is off, and it's odd, and I don't know how to describe it. Because it's also, like,
maybe it's socially awkward a little bit.
Yeah. I do think there is a little social awkwardness. But have you ever looked at one? There was one video. I don't know if she was in Hawaii, but all of a sudden she had a British accent, and it was like, where the hell did that come from?
Yeah,
like,
I missed that, but that's strange.
Yeah, and then everybody talks about her teeth, and you know, thinking that she's like on crack or something. And it's like, no, that part I do know. She used to have veneers, and then they just, or not veneers, maybe caps or something. They basically just, you could take them off, and she took them off and never
put them back on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope she's okay. I think she is. I just think that no one really ever knew her. And also I think that something happened. There's this theory that when child stars become a certain level of success, that they get frozen in that mind state that they're in as they get older.
Oh yeah. And you know what else? I was thinking one of her videos, on her Instagram. So she will do these weird videos where she is walking like she's on a runway and she like is posing, and then she walks off and does it again, poses, and sometimes in the same outfit, and she'll do it like 5 times. The only thing I can think of is that being in isolation and not being able to do anything, there probably is an element of like her
bored out of her mind.
Yeah. Like bored or used to the attention.
Or what if she just loves reading the comments because she's laughing at people? Like, she's like, let's see what we can make them say this time. You know, I mean, it could be anything. Like,
well, then she'd have the thickest skin of all time.
Coming up next on Country Not Country.
They call 911 because your phone
can
access 911 even if you don't have access to other stuff. So they call the police, and the police then go to help him out on his property. Well, when they get to the property, they hear gunshots of some kind. So they have now drawn their weapons. When they got to Kane Brown, they had weapons drawn, I believe. And he had to explain, hey, this is my property. We're unarmed.
Coming up next on Country Not Country.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome to Country Not Country, a Radio.com podcast. Here are your hosts, Aaron Austin and Nick Russo.
Well, let's go into the Kane Brown story.
Ooh, yes.
So, first off, there's a... why was this story even in the news is the question, because he got lost on his own property. So, Kane Brown...
Well, that's a juicy story, yeah, first of all, but...
But I mean, I think that there's so many different weird layers to it, because... So, he and Caitlin,
mm-hmm, I believe that's his wife,
they bought... a new house on a 30-acre piece of property.
Outside of Nashville somewhere.
And his friend was there, and his friend's girlfriend, and they decided they were going to go take a look at the property. So they ventured out onto the property.
Now, keep in mind, the wife, Caitlin, stayed at the house and was unpacking boxes.
And taking care of their child.
Yes. And so...
So they go out on the property, the night falls, and the... temperature drops 40 degrees, and I believe it was raining. Maybe I'm adding that in there, but I believe the weather changed, and it became dark. And they, A, didn't have service, so they couldn't call or follow a map to get out. Mm-hmm. B, they didn't know how to get off the property. They didn't know where to go. And there was a video or a photo captured of Kane Brown on someone's hunting blind or hunting on their game camera out at their deer blind, or guess, or deer feed or whatever it is. And so... he looked a little confused in the photo, so it seems that he just didn't know how to get back, so they called the police. They called 911 because your phone can access 911 even if you don't have access to other stuff. So they call the police, and the police then go to help him out on his property. Well, when they get to the property, they hear gunshots of some kind. So they have now drawn their weapons. When they got to Kane Brown, they had weapons drawn, I believe, and he had to explain, hey, this is my property, we're unarmed. You know, we were lost. We're trying to find our way back. And these police then took him back. And then this story obviously starts circulating with all the, you know, misinformation or little small pieces of this story.
Well, yeah, because the story that I heard was that he just got lost on his property, had to call the cops to come and find him. And that Caitlin, he was like, oh, I'm sure she probably thought I was just trying to get out of unpacking boxes. That's the nuts and bolts of the story I heard. So that... the added layer of gunshots and all of that, I totally missed. And so I had no idea about that.
Well, I think he put out like kind of a tweet about what happened or a Instagram post or something. And then people started going with it. Then he had to come to tell more of the story because it was creating an uproar is kind of the way it struck me. Now, the thing that bothered me was that people don't like what Kane Brown represents for country music, and that is maybe it's change, maybe it's a new sound, maybe it's a new feeling or a vibe that comes through the music. Clearly, he has a gigantic fan base.
I think he's awesome.
I do, too. And I think that the same ones who are always want to pull you into the is it country or is it not country argument are the ones who were kind of making fun of him on this front because apparently it's not – easy to get lost on 30 acres. I grew up in the birthplace of ranching in Goliad, Texas, and I don't know how big 30 acres is, but I have a feeling that if I were lost out in the woods on a piece of property that I didn't know where to go and a temperature dropped 40 degrees and it was now dark and all I had was a cell phone flashlight, I'm probably going to be a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure where I'm going or how I'm going to get to where I'm going. I'm going to figure it out.
Well, if he got, and then somebody had a deer stand or whatever they call those things. If somebody caught him on their camera, clearly he was out there a ways. You know what I mean?
You're out in the lease somewhere.
Yeah. So, and if it's dark and like you said, only using a cell phone flashlight, I probably would have been peeing myself a little bit.
Yeah. And then also I'm sure he felt some
responsibility. And you don't know what kind of critters are out there too.
And he has responsibility over his friend and his friend's girlfriend too. I don't know. I could see where it was a little situation that snowballed into something major. And then now
how it always happens.
Yeah. Now he has to answer for it, you know?
Right.
And I mean, I'm just glad he's fine.
I'm just still like, where the gunshots come from? Like, that's so weird.
Yeah, and at night, it just seems strange. Like, it just seems like there's, but also, you know how it is when you get out deep out in the country, you don't know what you're going to hear or who you're going to run into or what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that goes back to my hometown.
Well, and think about it. It's not like, and I mean, I could see how it'd be easy to get lost, especially, Texas, we're a little flat here, right? There, Tennessee, there's hills, you know.
Great point.
So if it's not like you just keep walking and you're going to, you know, hit something.
Well, that's what some of the arguments I saw were, oh, well, if you would have kept walking, you would have run into the fence. Well, or, that doesn't do you any good if you don't know where you're at on the fence line.
And who's to say there's a fence? If he's on somebody else, it's like, maybe it all just blends together.
And he doesn't
like,
actually know where his property line is.
Right. I mean, I think there's a lot of places like that. But.
Yeah, a lot of moving parts, but glad he's okay. And now we say, let's listen to some music. I want to hear your Nickelback song first.
Oh, yeah, okay. So this came out today. The audio got released, I want to say maybe the other day, but then they released the video for it. So it's Charlie Daniels, Devil Went Down to Georgia, but Nickelback is doing it.
Okay, so I'm starting this from like 16 seconds in just because I'm not really sure, because I'm watching the music video. I'm not sure if it starts. So it may start in the beginning of the song. Obviously, we're not going to play the whole song, but here we go.
The devil went down to Georgia and he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind, way behind, and willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man picking a guitar and playing it hot, the devil jumped up on a hickory stump, said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a guitar player too. And if you care to take this dare, I'll make a bet with you. You're a pretty damn good strummer, boy, but give the devil his due. I'll bet a guitar of gold against your soul that says I'm better than you. But the boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret I'm the best that's ever been.
All right, stop.
I don't know what are
I
your
like
thoughts?
It. It sounds very dark.
You know what it sounds like to me? It makes me feel like that time where I went to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, yeah.
That's the kind of cheese factor I think of. It reminds me of going to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and there's that guy with really long, you know, he's an 80s rocker, and he's like, yes, this is my guitar solo. I'm going to play, you know.
Jingle bells.
Yes, let's go. what it reminds me of.
I don't hate it.
I mean, that's as far, by the way, how far you listened is exactly how far I got. I was like,
and if they were really playing the guitar there, he was shredding it. I mean, it sounded cool. Yeah. Like, I don't hate it, but I mean, I don't know if we'll hear it on the radio or not, but I mean, and Nickelback, of course, is going to get their flack because they're Nickelback.
But, okay, and I put this on Twitter today. Why does everyone hate Nickelback or make fun of Nickelback? Because let's be honest, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, through the 2000s, they were one of the biggest rock bands. And I know everybody was singing their songs when they came out on the radio. So don't be lying and acting like you didn't know every word to Photograph.
Well, it's okay? The same reason that people make fun of Luke Bryan in country.
You think so?
Yeah, they just see them as a pop rock band that were top 40 in pop, and y'all aren't really a rock band. And if you think that's rock music, then you must not have balls or whatever it is.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
That's what I gather from the Nickelback hate. Obviously, this is how you remind. Because
that was, and by the way, I didn't know that was their only number one song.
Well, that also explains why there might be some hate if they only had one number one song.
Well, they had plenty of top 10 hits. But only one number one
song. Well,
then
that's part of the crux then also. People, they never had enough to get them all the way to number one, you know?
Yeah, let's see. So somebody said, I've been confused by it all. I got several likes. I got a retweet because they have like $40 million in the bank and all hot wives. People like making fun of successful people.
Well, that goes back to my argument about Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
It's just because they're successful, so they have haters.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, they're still probably one of the top stream songs. You look through streams, I bet you they're still banking.
Yeah. And what? And wasn't the lead singer married to Avril Lavigne and got her some gigantic rock?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I loved Avril Lavigne, but only because her song Complicated was the first number one I ever picked. In radio.
Oh.
It came out. I was like, oh, wow, that's a really great song. They're like, where do you think it's going to land on the chart? And I was like, oh, that sounds like a number one to me. I was kind of ignorant to what it really meant. Mm-hmm. But it went to number one.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, oh, I picked that one. And then I always thought the Skater Boy song had a cool hook. He was a skater boy. Skater boy.
Yeah, she's, I don't know what she's, I feel like she was on Good Morning America not long ago. But I feel like, I want to say I felt like she was doing Christian music or something.
I wouldn't put it past her. I think she's gone through a couple different phases.
Yeah, it's interesting. But yeah, they were married at one time.
I did know that, though.
Yeah.
Now the other song came out last night. This is Young Man's Blues from Parker McCollum. Obviously, I'm a champion. I'm hoping that I get a plaque on my wall one day for all the support I've given Parker.
All the love and the shout-outs.
Yeah, well, for the most part, you know, I saw him at the small rodeos, and I was like, man, people really love this guy. There's something's going on. And then
let's be honest, he's also not bad to look at.
Okay. I had only listened to his music. I didn't even know what he looked like the first time I went to
the first time I saw him, I was like, damn, he looks like a country Nick Carter.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
To me, he sounds like Tom Petty.
Okay.
Like,
I can see that.
I get a Tom Petty vibe from his music. But when I saw him at Pasadena Rodeo, and this place was packed, and the selling point for Parker for me, A, all these people showed up to see this guy, and I'd been hearing people talk about him. He goes out on stage, starts the first song, and his mic isn't working. And he's still singing. He's still singing, but the crowd sang every word to his song. So I didn't know he wasn't singing because I heard the crowd singing the song.
Oh.
And so after the song, he's like, man, we're having some technical difficulties, but man, thank you all so much for carrying that for me. And I remember being like, wow, that doesn't happen with everybody.
No.
Those people listen to his music so much that the album cut, not even one of his singles, the album cut, they knew every word to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that is passion. That's a special passion. You don't find that at every country show you go to. And so I left a little early, as I generally do. I saw him play 3 or 4 songs, and then I listened to the album on the drive home. And I was like, wow, this dude is good. This is really, really good songs. Like, his voice is good, but the music, the songs are really well written. And so the next chance I got to see him, I told him, I said, hey, man, I feel like you're on the fast track, man. You're going to go further than Cody Johnson faster than he's gone. And he's like, wow, I'd love to hear that. And I was like, I really think you're great. And that was 3 years ago. So now fast forward, he signed a
big
MCA
record deal.
Yeah, MCA in Nashville. That's the same people who house George Strait.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's got Pretty Heart, and it's cracked the top 20. He's making his way up. And so he's been releasing new songs that I assume are coming from the new album. And I don't know what it is. His music just speaks to me. And so
it sounds like you have a little bit of a crush on him.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess it is a man crush, you know. But also, I have a love and passion for great music that somehow I identify with. Because I feel the same way about Kanye West music sometimes, you know. When I listen to some of his older stuff, I'm like, how is he speaking to my soul? You know what I mean? Like, But I think that's what all of us have from music. When we hear a song that we love, it speaks to us somehow.
And so,
for whatever reason.
Wherever you are in your life.
So here, this is Young Man's Blues.
Used to run down County Road 2854. Now I'm the boy that don't come around no more. Sometimes I wonder if they even still remember my name. Light a cigarette and roll them windows down. You can hear them diesels humming out of town. What if I'm scared to go back? What if nothing's the same? Well, it just might.
Stop it there. But yeah, that's
I'm kind of digging that. I'd have to listen to all of it, but maybe listen to it a couple more times to get like,
but you can hear
real
the vibe.
Totally.
Like, and it's and there's something different about artists who put out a song and then they have their own sound.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has his own sound, which I think is really, really good for him.
Yeah,
there's no one to compare that to.
You know, it's funny, I was like trying to think if I could, his voice almost, it's just, well, it's a little bit different. I don't...
Almost Tracy Lawrence, but not so whiny. But that's I go back to Tom Petty, because I feel like Tom Petty kind of had this sort of, like, because it's a lower octave voice, or higher octave voice, excuse me.
Yeah. God. And there's something, like, oddly smooth about it. Now, granted, that could be production, but there was, like, there's something...
The way he goes up and down on notes, and it's still real smooth.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of an artist right now who kind of does that. I guess the first thought was like Leanne Rimes when she does up and down.
Yeah.
Like, he does that on a smaller scale on different notes, you know?
Huh. Oh, yeah. I'm a digging.
Yeah.
Digging that
so
song.
So I can't wait for his whole album to come out. And then he has another one that he posted on Instagram. I'll play it for you after the podcast. And it's like kind of dark, but that's also, it was the darker songs on his probably wrong album that I think I like the most. I'm not saying I'm a dark person, but I definitely have an appreciation for the dark side.
Oh, well, that sounded weird.
Yeah, well, not like the dark side like that, not like witchcraft, but the dark side that not everything in life is bright and not all great things are bright. Sometimes darker things are the good things.
Oh, okay. I kind of feel what you're saying.
Because sometimes you have to be the light in the dark space.
That's true.
I think that's a good place, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
All right, episode 24, it's a wrap.
Dead done.
Never miss an episode of Country Not Country with Aaron Austin and Nick Russo. Make sure to download the Radio.com app and subscribe to this podcast. Country Not Country, a Radio.com podcast. Special thanks to executive producers Sarah Fraser and Chase Murphy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.